Well, up next, a company in Europe is licensing a potential way to produce cellulosic ethanol. I'll have more from my trip last week to the Netherlands. In a briefing to U.S. agricultural reporters traveling with the German Marshall Fund in Europe, a manager from Royal Nedalco presented information on a yeast that may be fully capable of processing cellulosic ethanol, says Mark Wahlberg.
It's a proven technology in the lab, but it's not proven technology on an industrial scale. So if you want to license it on a large scale, you first have to prove that it really works. So that's why we are very eager to start producing with this technology, because we really believe it works.
The company would like to build a new 200 million liter ethanol plant. It would use the new yeast for the fermentation process. The yeast has been genetically modified and includes the DNA of a fungus found in elephant dung. Researchers discovered the gene in 2004. Wahlberg says it took 2 years to isolate and transfer that gene into a yeast that can be used to process first and second generation ethanol.
Well, the yeast is not only capable of fermenting C6 sugars, the sugars basically used in available in first generation feedstock, but it's also capable of fermenting C5 or pentose or wood sugars. And wood sugars are 25% part of any given biomass structure. So if you're not able to ferment those sugars, you leave out quite some sugars.
Still, Mark Wahlberg admits there are problems with the second generation ethanol production. The Nedalco yeast can be implemented in the ethanol process today, possibly achieving a 10% boost in output. But in order to produce ethanol from things like corn stover or miscanthus, both second-generation ethanol inputs, two other production process problems must be solved.
No, it's mainly the first two steps, the pre-treatment of the biomass and the enzymes. And those are quite costly, the most costly steps. So miscanthus is quite a complex structure, so you need to pre-treat it quite thoroughly. And same goes for basically cutting the sugars into fermentable sugars. You use enzymes for that. And those are quite complex processes. And for the feedstock the wheat residues we are going to use, that's relatively easy. So that's why we don't start with wood or miscanthus or straw.
Nedalco says its yeast with a gene from a fungus found in elephant dung is a proven technology in the lab. It has not been tested on a commercial scale. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. I traveled to Poland, Belgium, the Netherlands, and France as a journalism fellow of the German Marshall Fund of the United States. The fund was established by Germany to promote transatlantic understanding of social and political issues. You can learn more at www.gmfus.org. I was one of 14 on the trip.